创世纪十六章 ，We can open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 16. 创世纪十六章，我哋一直咧喺创世纪里边认识亚伯拉罕呢个人，佢称为信心之父，咁佢又系因信称义，就有一个好名气同埋好肯定，佢又好厉害佢嘅信心，因为信心很强的。今天呢我们要认识他，亚伯拉罕就失去信心的一个时刻。他称为信心之父，但他都经历到信心软弱的时候。他有他自己的私欲。This morning we're going to look again at Abraham. We've learned that he's a man of faith. By faith he was... claimed to be righteous, declared to be righteous, but today we're going to look at a time that his faith failed, and he has had his weaknesses, and he had his flesh, just like we do.
这个给我们一个很重要的一个提醒，无论我们是谁，我们都需要跟随耶稣，黏住耶稣，因为我们的信心呢，有时坚定，有时软弱。我有这个的争战和私欲的争战，所以我们要很小心我们的私欲。
It tells us that we need to be careful no matter who we are, that sometimes our faith will be strong, sometimes it will be weak, but we have to stay close to Jesus because we have the struggle of the flesh.
私欲是什么呢？私欲就是一个属世的本性，就是我们是有我们的老我，我们的旧生命，我们的肉体，圣经是这样称呼。
What is the flesh? The Bible says it's our old life, the old man, the unsaved, the natural man.
所以我们信耶稣之前呢，我们被这个老我掌管我们的生命，整个的人都是 被私欲控制。但是信了耶稣之后呢，我们是一个新造的人。圣经告诉我们，罪基督女，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So the old, before we were saved, we were controlled by the flesh, ruled by the flesh. But when we became Christians, we became a new creature in Christ. Old things are passed away.
咁所以而家信咗耶稣嘅时候，我哋系一个新造嘅人，但系我哋有呢个旧嘅老我嘅私欲咧，仲喺我哋里边。所以变咗咧，我哋有呢个新旧嘅两个一齐并存。
So now in Christ, we have the new and the old life mixed together in us.
So we need to call Jesus to destroy this old life.
So we need to trust in the Lord to destroy the works of the flesh.
So as a Christian, we need to constantly bow down to the cross, constantly hear the Holy Spirit's words, constantly die to our sin, die to him on the cross with Jesus.
So as Christians, we need to daily die to the flesh, pick up our cross. We need to daily listen to the Holy Spirit in our hearts and crucify the old man on the cross with Jesus.
亚伯拉罕跟我们一样，他是在这个十六章里面，我们见到他呢有这个私欲的一面，就是发生问题。
So Abraham is like us, and in chapter 16, we're going to see the work of his flesh.And the result of it.
So in 16 章我们读第一节至到第三节先。16章我读新译本，如果双排版就是左边的新译本。亚伯兰的差子撒来没有为他生孩子，撒来却有一个婢女，是埃及人，名叫夏甲。撒来对亚伯兰说，请看，耶和华使我不能生育，靠你去亲近我的婢女，或者我可以从她得孩子。亚伯兰就听从了撒来的话。亚伯兰在迦南地住满了十年。他的差子撒来把自己的婢女埃及人夏甲给了他的丈夫亚伯兰为差。
We just read verse 1-3. Let's pray.
我们一起低头祈祷。主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天我们在你的殿当中里面有这个机会一起去认识你的话语。主，我们求你透过亚伯拉罕这个失信心又私欲的行为 一个嘅时刻嚟教导我哋，让我哋可以更加学习点样去致死我哋嘅老我，点样去跟随耶稣，让我哋嘅新生命，让我哋可以得胜喺呢个人生嘅里边。所以我哋将以下嘅时间交托奉耶稣名求 ，Amen。咁呢，我哋睇到亚伯拉罕嘅私欲嘅行动，咁啊，佢嘅太太咧就建议啊，有呢件事啊。
And here we see the work of the flesh, and it was suggested by his wife.
咁但系呢个系当时嘅时代咧，有一个嘅文化咧，即系如果太太冇得生仔咧，咁啊啊，即系可以有呢啲事。咁啊，我哋记得喺十五章嘅时候咧，喺十五章里边，亚伯拉罕咧，佢担心自己冇儿女生嘅啊，咁佢甚至咧提出咧用以利以谢系做佢呢个嘅啊。继承人嘅，咁但系神话啊，这人不会作你嘅继承人，系咪？跟住神话，你亲生嘅先至系你继承人，所以你亲生嘅即系唔使好难明嘅，系要亚伯拉罕自己嘅仔、哦。咁啊，但系冇讲过撒来嘅女嘅仔、哦，系话亚伯拉罕亲生嘅，咁啊可能冇指明系撒来，所以佢用佢自己嘅逻辑思维嘅，就系好易解答。我太太冇得生嘅，我已经咁老嘅，冇仔女嘅，咁样当然揾第二个生咯。
So you know in chapter 15 that God told Abraham that he wouldn't accept Ebenezer and that it would be his own seed, but it didn't say it'd be Sarah's seed. So in their minds of the flesh, well, of course, Sarah can't have a baby, so get somebody else, to, you know, surrogate mother.
但系呢个系佢自己谂嘅，喺当时咧。即系喺个文化嘅时候，其实系可以咁样做。嗱，亚伯拉罕咧，记得佢之前去过埃及，咁去过埃及咧，佢攞咗两样嘢翻嚟，俾佢好麻烦。第一样嘢就好多钱，第二样嘢就系夏甲，撒来嘅婢女。
And we remember that Abraham went to Egypt before, and in Egypt he brought back two bad things. One was a lot of money, and the other was Hagar.
因为呢两样嘢都搞到佢好麻烦。但系咧喺呢个撒来咧提出呢个嘅建议咧，系当时嘅文化咧，佢会咁样做。太太冇得生咧，就会收个 tips 或者赘娶，咁啊透过个 tips 咧再生仔。咁啊以前中国人都会咁样系咪？咁啊所以有啲人咧两个阿妈、三个阿妈、四个阿妈系咪？咁啊即系等到有仔生嘅时候咧，我记得初嚟澳门嘅时候，一家人咧即系嗰阵时一齐好熟嘅，咁啊佢有三个阿妈。因为大妈咧就系、是、好似冇得生嘅，第二妈咧就净系生女，第三妈先有生仔。咁以前系咁系咪？可能你哋都系咁啊，两三个妈我唔知啊。有啲人话冇一个够细麻烦系咪？但系当时嘅社会系咁，所以呢、这个我哋会谂到呢个嘅道德嘅问题。但系当时嚟讲，佢觉得呢个系一个合道德嘅一个嘅行为。咁啊 ，talking about the background that in that time
that it was the practice that if the wife couldn't have a baby, that they would get a concubine or even take a second wife to have a baby when the wife was barren. And it wasn't a moral issue with them in the times of.
但系我哋要睇到圣经里边咧，神嘅旨意咧，圣经冇叫我哋咁样做，圣经冇话就可以收妻室或者生第二个。喺创世纪第二章，当神做亚当夏娃嘅时候，神话二人离开父母成为一体，佢冇话二人离开父母冇得生，攞第三个，三人成为一体。所以圣经里面的由头到尾就是一夫一妻制。
So in Genesis we see that God's perfect will for man was that it'd be one husband, one wife. When he created Adam and Eve, he said the two shall leave their father and mother and the two will become one flesh. It didn't say the two will become one flesh. When they don't have a baby, they get another one to make three to make one flesh. So God's perfect will from the beginning to the end has been one husband, one wife.
所以我哋睇得到呢度咧，佢用世俗嘅世界嗰个思维去谂到呢件事。
And so the problem that they had is they were using the mind of the
of the world, the world view. It's okay to take a concubine. They were not thinking in God's way. They were thinking in man's way. We might concentrate more on the moral issue and think about, oh, he took a concubine and the problem with that. But the real problem is that he didn't trust God. And he tried to solve it in his own way. God did not approve it, he did not ordain it, and he's not going to accept the offspring because it's not of his will. So what are you And we need to always remember when reading the Bible that although the Bible tells us what happened, it doesn't mean that God approved and agreed with what they did. He's just telling us the facts. So don't follow his footprints. Don't do what he did. And their whole problem was they thought they were trying to help God out, do it in his way. They didn't have the faith. And God can't do it, so I'm going to help him. And many times we think that we want to try and help God out and use our own way to get it solved. But it's not a spiritual way. It's working in the flesh. So we'll look at what happened and the action that Abraham had using his own logic. This is the second time in the Bible that it says that a husband obeyed his wife, listened to his wife, and both times there was a negative response, but that doesn't mean that we should not listen to our wives. There are times that we should and times that we shouldn't. What should he have done after hearing the suggestion of his wife? And I don't see that Abraham heard the suggestion, took it to God in prayer, and sought the will of God, and asked God, God, is this your will? It seems more to me like Abraham heard the suggestion and said, all right, man, my wife approves me to get another wife, I'm going to go for it. And he didn't even seek the counsel of the Lord. 弟兄姊妹，我哋要好小心。当我哋有呢啲嘅观点，当我哋有一啲嘅思想嚟到我哋嘅心里边，我哋要先去睇神、问神，像呢个方法、呢个行动系咪合你心意？系咪你要我用呢个方法嚟做？跟住我哋要等候神嘅指引带领嘅。好多时呢啲观点入到我哋嘅脑里边，唔一定系合神嘅心意，唔一定系合神嘅睇法。但是如果我们觉得是正的好东西，是合我们的私欲，我们的私欲觉得好的是我求不知得，不是 是求知不得，是不是求知不得，哇等着等今时今日终于太太批准好东西、啊、如果你这样的心态多数是不好的，是不是我们要求神的心意。我相信在这里，如果亚伯拉罕先求神的心意呢，好唔同效果，唔会有呢件悲剧事发生。And I believe that in our lives we need to seek God on all these things that come into our mind. Sometimes they're not of God. We think they're great ideas and they appeal to the flesh, but they are going to destroy us. And if we don't bring them to the Lord in prayer and seek His counsel first, we'll get in big trouble. And if Abraham had sought the Lord's counsel on this first, I think there would be a completely different story that followed. Yao Eko Ming Yan Gong, Hai Molen Hai Garting, Zing Zi Tan Lu Bin, Yan Ge Hop Mong, Kisa Migam Wige, Kwa Mai Mungo, May Yudo Eko Yan Hai, Zigay Bunsan Sung Jo Wai Yan Ge, Danigo Si Ting, the Dongly Sung Jo Hoga.人就偏偏都做唔到。A famous quote said, "What upsets every scene, domestic or political, is not man's desire to be so bad. So in fact, I have never met a man who wanted to be bad. The mystery of man is that he is bad when he wants to be good." 我哋系咪咁啊？我哋想做好事，但系偏偏我哋做唔嚟，系咪？我哋偏偏咧就会系又控制唔到自己。另一个人话咧。我们不可以信我们自己的私欲，我们自己的肉体，无论我们觉得自己是多属灵都好。 Somebody else said, "We ought not to trust our nature, our flesh, no matter how spiritual we think we are." 因为我们都会做错。你知不知道早十年前呢，十多年前呢，很多人呢就死于一个嘅大灾难嘅，世界上最劲嘅、最强大嘅军队咧，就要放弃佢嘅基地嘅，系数十几亿计嘅美金嘅物业被破坏晒，全部因为咧有一个谁嘅巨人就喺菲律宾立土。立陶咩？立陶宇山爆发，火山爆发系咪？立陶宇，立陶宛，咩？Scores of people lost their lives. The world's mightiest army was forced to abandon a strategic base. Property damage approached $1 billion, all because the sleeping giant Mount Pitubo in the Philippines roared back to life after 600 years of quiet slumber. 呢个火山咧就系瞓觉，以为睡。所以火山咧六百年，但系忽然之间又爆嘅时候，冇人估到。所以当佢好多年系瞓紧觉，以为系冇事，忽然之间爆，其实佢仲喺度嘅。啊，当佢仲喺度，我哋嘅罪性咧，我哋嘅老我，我哋嘅私欲系一样。我哋以为啊，我信咗耶稣，我好好嘅，但系忽然之间佢喺里边拱出嚟，喺深坑里边拱出嚟，我哋唔小心，以为唔使惊。瞓喺佢山脚，跟住啪 ，bling bling。And our sinful nature is the same. Sometimes we think it's dead, it's dormant, it hasn't reared up its head for a long time, and we don't worry about it. And then all of a sudden something happens, and the flesh just comes up and it spurts out and it causes destruction. We have to be careful. 我睇到私欲所生嘅嘢，私欲嘅结果。Let's look at the results of the works of the flesh in this family. 在第四节呢，我们看到他有家变，家庭争执。
And we'll see in verse 4 to 5 to 6 that there's a family disturbance.
第四節至第六節話, 亞伯蘭與哈甲親近, 哈甲就懷了孕, 哈甲見自己有了孕, 就輕看他的主母, 撒來對亞伯蘭說, 我因你手屈, 我把我的婢女送到你的懷中, 他自己有了孕, 就輕看我, 願耶和華在你我之間主持公道。 亞伯蘭對撒來說, 你的婢女在你手中, 你看怎樣好, 就怎樣待她吧。 於是撒來虐待哈甲, 他就從撒來面前逃走了。
那你看看私欲的結果, 這個家庭原本是很好的, 亞伯拉罕和撒來是很恩愛的, 他已經幾十年夫妻的, 是吧? 看不到他有什麼吵架的, 很恩愛, 他去埃及的時候, 皇帝見到他, 你做什麼這樣跟你老婆這麼親密呢? 已經老人家, 老夫老妻都是很恩愛的, 但現在因為這件事, 私欲出來, 有缺口, 夫婦之間有吵架。 And so we see that Abraham and Sarah were originally a very lovable couple. They loved each other. They cared for each other. But now because of the work of the flesh, they have a disturbance. There's a crack in their relationship. And there's bitterness.
有苦結嘛, 撒來又撈的, 撒來又苦結, 他又受不起這個冤屈, 撒來和他的婢女應該是很好的, 如果不是撒來都不會建議, 我這麼喜歡你, 當你女兒, 你幫我老公生孩子, 肯定他和婢女是很好的, 但發生了這件事之後, 哈甲就是看不起主母。
And there must have been a good relationship between Sarah and Hagar, otherwise Sarah wouldn't have suggested, hey, you know, I treat you like a daughter, you're my servant, but yeah, come on, have a son for my husband. I mean, she must have liked the servant, otherwise she wouldn't have suggested, but after this, then there's a split in their relationship.
你看到私欲的行為呢,搞到我們人與人之間的關係破裂的。 我們可能覺得這件事好的,但因為是我們私欲屬於自己的老我發出來的建議, 夫婦又破裂,朋友又破裂,親情又破裂,家又變化。所以身為基督徒要好小心。我們的私欲有很大的負荷果。他還未生兒子,他只是懷了孕。但已經達到這個,他想著,當你為我的 老公生這個兒子,我們開心,我們希望有這個福氣來到。其實他出發點是想要福。其實the
baby wasn't even born yet, it was just in the womb. And what they were hoping to have is the blessing of God. Because God said, I'm going to bless you and through your seed, I will bless the world. And so their plan was, oh, through this, we will get blessed. But what they got was not blessing. It was trouble.
他想着因为神应许呢,透过亚伯拉罕的子孙呢,就祝福全世界,就他的家庭会得福,所以撒来建议这个建议是希望得什么?希望神祝福他,所以他觉得这个是好建议。但他仔都未生出来的时候,都不知道是仔定女的时候,已经是相反结果。They
got the opposite of what they were hoping to get.
他没得福气,反而加变。 苦結,嬲怒,嗌交。我哋係咪事事都係咁?我哋有我哋嘅諗法,覺得咁樣行就正呀。但我哋傷害人,令到人哋妒忌,我哋自己有自己嘅睇法。原本幸福嘅家庭,產生家變。
撒來知道自己錯的, Sarah knew that she was wrong. 我們看到她的說話呢, 她就提出呢,
就好似闹紧佢老公，佢好似我因你受屈。
It's like she's putting the blame on Abraham, but at the same time of putting the blame on somebody else, she's admitting that there is a mistake, that there's a wrong choice.
虽然佢好似系责备亚伯拉罕话系因你受屈，佢都知道佢呢个行动系唔啱，即系未达到结果之前，佢已经知道做错咗。虽然佢冇讲明系我做错咗。
Now in English, it gives the implication that she recognized that it was wrong, but in the Greek, in the Hebrew, it doesn't really give that same implication. The Chinese is more where she's more blaming Abraham. More consistent with the Hebrew, sorry.
But 英文圣经好似撒来喺英文圣经话，即系佢知错，但系原文就唔系，原文都系闹老公嘅啫。所以我哋人都系姓赖嘅，我哋中意即系唔关我事，系你嘅事。我哋人都会咁啊嘛，系咪？我明知系我错，但系面啊嘛，撒来又冇谂过系佢建议啊嘛。佢就系嬲，我建议你唔使听啊嘛！你做咩要听我讲嘅？你爱我点解会咁噶？系咪？即系时时都系咁。
Although Sarah suggested it, she's probably thinking in her heart, "Yeah, I suggested it. I told it, but you didn't have to listen. It's your fault for taking my advice." You know, we always put the blame on somebody else.
佢好痛苦，受屈啊！佢想得福，但系佢受屈啊！他说愿耶和华在你我之间主持公道。
And let the Lord judge between you and me.
即是说他是觉得他彼此之间都有个欠缺的，都有错的。那其实他老公都有觉得有错的。
And Abraham knew that he was wrong.
因为亚伯拉罕呢佢就冇表示要保护夏甲，佢冇话，诶唔好咁啊，唔好咁啊，啊即系你佢都系我妾侍，都俾我哋一齐和解算数啦，唔紧要系佢坏咗我嘅小朋友啦，佢冇咁样喎。如果佢觉得佢做啱咗，佢会咁样。啊，撒来你错咗啦，你翻去悔改先。佢冇咁样讲喎，反而佢讲咩？佢话系你嘅婢女，你中意点就点，系。即是他自己都知道自己做错。
Abraham didn't say, "Oh no, Sarah, come on, let's resolve this. No, come on, it's okay. She's got my baby. You know, she's my concubine now. So let's try and resolve this. You know, you go home and repent. You know." He didn't say that. He said, "No, it's your servant. Do with her like you like." That means that Abraham knew he was wrong. He knew he made a mistake. Otherwise, he would protect.
所以你知道私欲嘅问题喎。两个都知错嘅，但系两个都唔肯悔改嘅。佢亚伯拉罕真系好唔负责任啊！男人大丈夫咁样都得，你嘅婢女你中意点就点，哇，咁就掂喎！
好失望对呢个亚伯拉罕，好失望。I am very disappointed with Abraham. That is not a manly, godly thing to do. It's your servant. You take care of her as you like.
She's got his baby.That is not a responsible action. 呢个系非常之不负责任嘅亚伯拉罕嘅建议，等千祈唔好学。你做错，你要自己肯负责任。你做错，要靠神俾你智慧面对。
And for us men, if we do wrong, we need to take responsibility. We need to ask God's wisdom so we can solve the situation.
亚伯拉罕呢就冇做一个。刚强的大丈夫，反而他做一个软弱的鬼鼠的，在这个他真的这个都是私欲的。
And this is also a work of the flesh, not being the man of the house and not taking responsibility.
不做丈夫，不负起你的责任，都是私欲的。神要我们大兄结了婚，做这个家庭的头，我们要是靠神的智慧给我们可以怎样带领我们的家，如果我们不肯负起这个责任呢，都是私欲的问题，我们要靠神帮我们。 其实私欲搞到佢大家不安，神又唔喜欢，心里边不安，冇平安喺度，因为系唔属于神嘅行为。当我哋行私欲嘅路嘅时候，唔会顺利，会好似有啲嘢棘住棘住。如果合神嘅心意，应该兴奋，应该开心，应该有平安嘅，但系佢冇。Now, if it was a work of God, we would have peace, we would have joy, we would just be enjoying in the fellowship of Christ. But when it's a work of the flesh, there's no peace, there's no joy, things don't seem to go right, everything is going against us, and it just is a big mess. And that way we can tell if we're walking in the flesh or not.
好多人都有呢个经历，系咪？可能我哋当中都试过好多次。你说我的喜乐去了哪里？为什么这件事我没有平安？为什么样都是逆我意的，都不顺利呢？如果你发现到是这样，可能要反省，我是不是最近是在走一个属世的路，因为是在走神的路？是不是我最近在私欲的里面掌管着我，因为是我新造的人，神的旨意带领着我？
And if things start to go wrong, everything gets messed up, you've lost your joy, you've lost your peace, then maybe you need to examine your heart and say, Lord, have I been walking in the flesh? Is there something in here that is not of you?
Hagat, 呢因为被虐待，你想想，属灵的领袖的太太，亚伯拉罕信心之父的太太，虐待哈格。
What a great news article. You know, the spiritual leader Abraham, the father of faith's wife, abusing his handmaiden. And she's got the baby of the man. Alas, you know. Oh, what a great scandal.
Huh? 如果新闻标题的真的好好惹人注意，是不是？这个伟人的太太带了伟人的六，即是儿女，被人虐待，跟住逃走出家。
Then she escaped.
我哋唔知佢点样虐待，但系痛苦都下格真受唔起。嗱，当然下格都唔啱嘅。
Now we don't know how she was abused, but we know that she ran away, and we don't know what the abuse was. And to be fair, Hagar was also wrong. She should not have been treating Sarah that way.
咁啊，夏甲唔应该轻看佢嘅主母，佢都系唔啱嘅。呢个都系私欲嘅。
And this is also a work of the flesh, the way that Hagar was treating Sarah. It's pride. It's deceit.
呢个系骄傲，呢个系睇唔起人，呢个系都系夏甲嗰个反应咧，都系私欲嘅反应，系咪？如果夏甲冇咁样轻看撒来咧，可能撒来不会这样对他嘛，但撒来都会嬲的，因为撒来生不到，夏甲生到，很自然女人心态，不服嘛，不忿气嘛，不服不忿气都是私欲。
Even Sarah's response, if Hagar did not treat Sarah that way, it's natural for a barren woman when this happens and then her servant gets pregnant.To have a feeling of, oh, I don't like that. I don't accept this. And even that is a work of the flesh. Because it's not submitting to God. Accepting who you are.
因为撒来无论点都要接受自己在神里面是点。看别人。我们看别人。人比人比什么？
比死人。When we compare ourselves with others, in Chinese it says, then you compare with dead people.I don't know what it means, but...
比死人有什么意思？即是自己死了吗？
Does it mean that you're dead? I don't know, maybe. You're like a dead person, maybe.
So Hagar 逃走，他很惨的，其实。做这个Hagar很惨的。
I think that Hagar is very... It's a very sad case, what happened to her.
你想想，她是一个婢女，埃及里面，即是可能皇帝送了给亚伯拉罕撒来做婢女，是不是？即是她没得自己拿主意，皇帝叫我跟就跟嘛。
跟住佢跟亚伯拉罕应该对佢几好喎，但系跟下，跟住你同我生仔，佢中唔中意同呢个伯即系进房咧？佢中唔中意同佢做生仔嘅器具咧？圣经冇讲过。其实 Hagar is a slave. She's given by the king of Egypt, followed this family, and now she's told to have a baby with this old man. Did she want to do it? The Bible doesn't say if she wanted to do it.
但系肯定佢会有一样嘢系好嘅。佢觉得如果呢个福气系神俾亚伯拉罕，我就系做呢样嘢个福气我都有嘅。
And maybe she knew that if she got the blessing from Abraham, then she would have the blessing and she would have the prominence in the house. Maybe that appealed to her, but did she really want to get married to this old man? The Bible doesn't say.
可能佢想有呢个身份地位，我做亚伯拉罕嘅妻子，生佢嘅仔，我有地位。呢个可能佢觉得好，
但系我哋唔知佢嘅心态。但系当佢俾人虐待，人哋建议佢做，佢就顺服做。跟住人哋唔中意个效果就虐待佢，呢个惨系咪
？The real problem is that somebody suggested that she did it. She took the suggestion, agreed, and now she's being persecuted for doing what they told her to do.
好多仔女觉得系咁系咪？
阿妈阿爸叫我做，我做咗，而家又俾我闹，有冇经历过？即系下届系咁嘅意思嘛？喂，你叫我做，我入去，而家我生个仔，而家你虐待我，你又知你又走啦！
嗱，佢走嘅时候咧，走去边咧？佢逃跑去边咧？佢埃及人走翻埃及、哦。如果你认识到嗰个地理，佢以色列而家嘅以色列走去埃及，要经一个好大嘅沙漠。一个女人怀咗人逃走，冇安排，冇人喺佢身边，逃走经过沙漠咧，好快死亡噶、哦。
If you know where she was going, she's from Egypt. She's going back to Egypt. She's got to go from Israel to Egypt, pass through a big desert. She's just running away, no provisions. She's going to die.
但是她呢，大家要留意，她在这个压力里面，她选择逃走，她错的。
她选择逃走，她要回去哪里？在圣经里面，埃及永远都是属于一个属世的，属需要一个地方。所以以色列人在埃及走出来，每次他埋怨摩西，每次就说我们喜欢埃及，埃及变了象征这个私欲的生活，享受的生活。下甲就要回去埃及的，他被人是代表这个教生命，他受压力，受痛苦，受冤屈，他就要回去教生命。
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们遇到问题，遇到困难的时候，有啲压力，我哋会点？我哋老我就出嚟嘅，我哋想翻嚟。以前吸毒就翻去再吸毒，以前饮酒就再翻去饮酒嚟麻醉，以前赌钱就翻去又赌一铺嚟麻醉自己，以前有一啲不良嗜好就翻去个不良嗜好，以前有啲情绪问题又翻去有情绪喺度啊，情绪唔好嘅时候狂食一餐又翻去又狂食一餐，又以前又厌食症又系咁样，又匿埋喺屋企里边自闭，又翻去。你以前嘅问题系点样？当你遇到压力嘅时候，你逃走系咪翻去嗰啲嘅唔好嘅方法嚟面对
咧 ？Hagar was going back to Egypt. She was going back to the old life, going back to what she came out of. And that just represents in our life when we come under pressure and we start to go back. Maybe I was an ex-drug addict and I go back to drugs. I'm an alcoholic. I go back to alcohol. I'm a gambler. I go back to gambling.I'm a depressed, and I go back in my room and close the door and start eating chocolate all night. I go back and I do all these other things into the old life just because I can't handle the pressure.
如果你受唔起呢个压力，你唔好用呢个翻去教生命嘅方法嚟处理。你面对唔到呢个压力，你要做咩？你要祈祷，你要亲近神，你要喺翻神里边。去得到神的安慰，得到神的力量，得到神的保护。
We don't need to go back to the old life when we come under pressure. We need to go to God. We need to seek God for His help, seek God for His deliverance, and get God's, have God's presence with us.
我哋睇到佢翻去嘅时候，佢唔可能唔识揾神，但系神识揾佢。And she didn't, maybe she didn't know how to find God, but God found her. 弟兄姊妹，呢个都系你遇到压力嘅时候，你唔识揾到神，但系神识揾到你。神识，神知道你喺边度。你睇第七节同第八节。Let's look at verse 第七到九 ，verse 7 to 9。耶和华的使者在旷野的水泉旁边，就是在到舒尔路上的水旁边，遇到了他。这个他就是夏甲，就问他：撒来的婢女夏甲啊，你从哪里来？要到哪里去？夏甲回答：我从我的主母撒来面前逃出来。耶和华的使者对他说：回到你的主母，回到你主母那里去，服在他的手下。God told her to go back. 神叫他回去，他受压力，但是天使叫你回去，你回不回呢？神就回来，神就这个很宝贵的神的使者来找到夏甲，在他痛苦里面，他又被人逼迫，被人苦待，他是痛苦的逃走，但是神关心他。他是埃及人，他不是亚伯拉罕的子孙，但是神看到他，看到他被受屈的，神看到他的心情，神看到他的苦楚，神来关心他，神同样关心你。Now God saw, she wasn't Abraham's family, she was an Egyptian, but God was concerned about her, God saw her need, God saw her pain, and God said, go back. Now, 如果你受到痛苦困难的时候，神找到你的，他叫你怎样？回到神的身边，在亚伯拉罕的家里面是神的福气，在神的家里面是福气的源头。所以当你遇到困难，你逃走离开神，神叫你翻翻嚟，翻翻到神嘅身边，翻翻到福气嘅源头，翻翻到神嘅应许之地。God wants us to come back to His presence, come back to His house, come back to His blessing. He doesn't want us to run away. God is concerned about us. 其实神爱我哋，爱到好犀利。神爱你，神睇到你系宝贵，神好爱夏甲嘅。他知道是下格是受到这个东西不是神的旨意，但是神是想关心他。天使叫他回去，叫他跟他和好，面对情况，面对。其实逃走是解决不到问题。The angel told her to go back to have a resolution and to face the situation. And escaping is never going to solve anything.God wants us to face the situation. 我们逃走呢，永远解决不到问题。你可能发生一个问题，你逃走走去哪里？你发现到你逃走一次，逃走两次，逃走三次，每次你逃走的时候，发现到个问题又重复，重蹈覆辙，又再回来，为什么呢？因为很多时候个问题是我里面，个问题是自己的。我无论走去哪里，我都逃走不到自己的。可能下格呢件事唔关佢事嘅，但系佢逃走都唔会解决问题，始终要翻去面对，要面对靠神系加入嘅。Escaping doesn't solve the problem because many times the problem is in us, and as we escape, we go from place to place, and we just take our problem with us. We have to face our problem. We have to face the situation. 最后我哋睇到私欲嘅挣扎 ，and finally we'll look at the.Result, the struggle of the flesh. And look in verse 10 to verse 12. 第十节至到十二节。耶和华的使者又对他说：我必使你的后裔人丁兴旺，多到不可数算。耶和华的使者再对他说：看啊，你已经为了人，你要生一个儿子。主要给他起名叫以撒玛利，因为耶和华听见了你的苦情，他将来为人必像野鹿，他的手要攻打人，人的手也要攻打他，他必住在众弟兄的 东边。夏甲呢就听到神的安慰和福气，他知道要生个仔，又要兴旺，多到不可数算，即是他的子子孙孙。虽然神不接纳以撒玛利做亚伯拉罕那个福气的应许之子，但是因为是亚伯拉罕的子孙，所以神都要祝福以撒玛利，以撒玛利都要成为大国家。还有到今时今日，他的后人是什么人呢？就是中东的阿拉伯人，几乎所有阿拉伯人都是以撒玛利的后裔，都是 很对的这个经文的。Although Ishmael was not the promised son, he was the seed of Abraham, and so God was going to bless him. And he did become a great nation, and the Arabs are the descendants of Ishmael. So this prophecy is very right on.
但我们看到这个施肉的行动有另一个的征战产生，这个征战就是以色列人，以色列以撒的后裔，还有阿拉伯人，以撒玛利亚，以撒玛利的后裔彼此之间的争战。
But we see another struggle came, a work of the flesh. The descendants of Isaac and the descendants of Ishmael are now struggling until today.
直到今时今日，以色列中东的问题，世界的焦点就是因为以撒玛利和以撒两个仔的后裔的争执。所以你看亚伯拉罕一个的信心软弱，一个的私欲的问题，产生一个世界的大灾难。
Abraham's one failure in the flesh has caused a major world problem.
你私欲的问题你没有轻看它的，你没有小事小事，一次失败一次软弱，不要这样想的。亚伯拉罕一次软弱你产生这么大问题，我们要不要给藉口自己，不要维护自己。
And the same, a failure in your flesh can cause major catastrophes. Don't make excuses and say it's just a little thing, it's nothing, and I just failed one time. Don't try and cover up.
13 节, and let's look at verse 13 to 16. 于是夏甲那对他说话的耶和华起名叫你是看顾人的神，因为他说在这里我不是也看见了那位看顾人的吗？因此这井名叫比尔拉海来，是在加底斯和巴列之间。夏甲给亚伯兰生了一个儿子，亚伯兰就给夏甲所生的儿子起名叫以实玛利。亚伯兰86岁的时候，夏甲给他生了以实玛利。夏甲得到鼓励，神又鼓励他，安慰他，他就要生一个仔。于是他知道，他看见神是看见看顾人的神。
Hagar got blessed by God, and she knew that she saw the God that cares for people.
神是真的看顾人的神，神是看顾你，看顾我。神知道你的苦情，神知道你的情况。夏甲是这样的情况，都是预见神是看顾人的神。你今天你知不知道神是一个看顾你的神，神是一个看到你的神，神是会爱你关心你，他知道你遇到什么困难什么境况，神在你身边就要照顾你。夏甲就遇见这个看顾人的神。
And Hagar met the God who cares for people, and this God cares for you. He knows your situation, he knows your problem, he knows what you're going through. He doesn't like your sin, but he wants to take you through it.
神是不喜欢我们的罪，但是他知道我们的困难。神是爱罪人，但是他恨恶我们的罪恶。
God hates the sin, but he loves the sinner.
他是看顾我们，他想带我们出来，让我们在平安的里面。所以我们要仰望我们的主，仰望我们的神。其实我预备了还有两页的
不過我時間到了，所以我想我要在這裡停。I've prepared two more pages in my notes, but my time is up, so I think we'll have to stop here. I wanted to talk about Galatians and the struggle of the flesh, but I think we've done enough.
我想在加拉提書裏面第四章，你可以回去自己看，21節至到尾呢，加拉提書第四章講到夏甲和撒內這兩個兒子的比喻，到我們私欲這個的爭戰，我們被捆綁奴隸，在罪惡的奴隸，或者釋放在主裏面，你可以回去自己看。
I want to compare the, what it talks about in Galatians chapter 4, verse 21 to the end of the chapter about the struggle between Hagar's son and descendants and the bondage or the free woman and the freedom that we have in Christ not to be in bondage of the flesh. But we don't have time to go into that. Maybe doing translation is taking all the time.
可能一中一英就用了一些时间，但我们要记住，神看到我们的苦情，神看顾我们，神是愿意在我们的困难里面搭救我们，带我们出来，让我们在祂的爱里面可以继续成长。亚伯拉罕软弱，他有私欲，因为他的私欲，他有这个大恶果出来，加变困难痛苦，但是神看顾我们的神。神是看顾亚伯拉罕的情况，他加入回，他撒拉又用私欲来处理，夏甲用私欲来处理，亚伯拉罕用私欲来处理，全部都越搞越弯的。但是神加入的时候，他可以得宽恕，得平安。弟兄姊妹，在你的人生的里面，可能你经历过很多私欲的问题，跟着用私欲的方法来处理，但越久越弯，神看顾，神看到，神是愿意加入，将他的福气，将他的慈爱入回到你的家庭，入回到你的生命，让你可以靠着神的爱，靠着神的能力得胜跨胜。你愿不愿意仰望神呢？做一个属灵的人，不要做一个属血气的、属老我的人。我一起低头祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你，我们今天从创世纪十六章的时候看到我们私欲这个 的问题，叫我们小心我们私欲，教我们依靠你，学习跟随你。主，我们知道你是一个看顾人的神，你看到我们在我们的境况的里面，你知道我们的苦情，你知道我们的困难。所以主耶稣，我们今天我们首先向你讲说话，承认我们做错，承认自己有犯过罪，没寻求你的心意，有很多的行动是属于私欲的行动，冲动用人的方法、人的智慧来解决，没回去寻求主你的带领。可能从世界的角度，我们的方法是好的，但是世界那套呢，不一定是主你那套的。求你宽恕我们，求你宽恕我们，试试用自己的思维，用自己的逻辑，用自己的感觉来处理的事情。最多求你宽恕我们的私欲，有时我们猛整，有时我们骄傲，有时我们捞人的，有时我们是看不起别人的，与人比较的。主，有时我们有很多想争气的，想有地位的，有时我们很多的情绪，我们知道不属于你的，都是属于我们的私欲。有时我们都不想负起我们的责任，好像亚伯拉罕推卸责任，或者好像夏甲逃走。主，要求你宽恕，求你赦免，让我们可以反省自己，知道你看顾我们，知道你的爱来到我们的当中，再一次赦免我们的罪，让我们可以经历到你的同在，再有力气，再有勇气力量去面对，靠着你的恩典去跨城。 当我们继续低头祈祷的时候，我们今天有麦饼纪念主的时候，我希望大家在座位继续思想，继续祈祷，继续仰望主，反省自己的心里面，让圣灵在这一刻用祂的光照住在心里面。你有没有一些地方需要求主宽恕？有没有一些地方需要认罪悔改？有没有一些地方你发现到都是私欲的影响着你，但你想神帮助你胜过你的私欲？因为我们有耶稣基督为我们死，我们可以脱离，我们可以得释放。当我们麦饼纪念主的时候，愿意神去跟我们讲说话。And now we have time for communion, so I want everyone to continue in prayer and let the Lord search our hearts to examine our lives to see if there's anything that is not pleasing to God, any areas of the flesh that we know. As we seek the Lord and He speaks to us, and as Pastor Pete comes to help with the communion, and let God minister to our hearts that we can receive His forgiveness, that we can receive His blessing, that we can be set free from this bondage. Tang a team joyly to my churn. Daga kaijo hai togo galupin. My tito mukbang galim june. So hai Gito to Sun ye soga. Tito zige chung sun duck gauge. My fun ying the yet I sick nigger bang.饮这个杯，如果你不信耶稣，请你不要吃，不要饮这个杯，因为这个是基督徒先做的。如果你不信耶稣，你吃呢就是侮辱耶稣。但是我们要信耶稣呢，我们鼓励你一起吃，是靠耶稣先洁净你的心，赦免你的罪，可以再一次经历到神这个的